It's Rewound Radio. How would you like to hear a few jingles now?
It's jingle time on Rewound Radio.
And our first stop here has to do with a question that came pouring in from John Hoare in the UK. And we've already heard from John today. He says he's listening live in London on my way in for a night shift where he will make sure that everybody watching television in the entire UK sees what they're supposed to see. So he's got an important job there. And, you know, before he gets too engrossed and before he gets too deep into his work, I thought maybe we'd move his question up to the top here so that he can pay attention to the answer. Now, I don't know that he's going to like the answer, but I'm going to read you his question. He says, "Hi, John. I have to confess a certain grim fascination with the PAMS package Ecology. I have only ever heard one cut from the package, and it struck me as one of the most bizarre jingles I have ever heard. Is there any chance of you playing any examples and giving us a little backstory behind the package?" And then my favorite part of the message is this, where he says, "Please feel free to put this email right into recycling if you can't bear to listen to any of these ever again." Well, you certainly got that right, because, man, this is some of the worst stuff ever made, and I'm only going to play two or three of them, because any more than that and I would go screaming from the building and then you'd have dead air. So here's the thing about this so-called package. This was an idea that PAMS came up with in about, 1970. And, of course, you know, during that period of time is really when the whole idea of ecology, taking care of the planet, you know, recycling, green and all that, stuff started to really take hold in the culture. And those are all good things. I'm all for that. But, in order to try and skim a little bit of money off that, which is one reason I hate these, is because they're so transparently plastic. But in order to do that, PAMS came up with a series of jingles that were supposed to sound like, little folk songs maybe, where they were talking about take care of the earth. But of course, they also expanded it to take care of yourself and take care of everything. And, you know, maybe the concept would have worked if it had been executed a little bit differently. But the lyrics in particular are so amateur and so terrible that they sound like they were written by, you know, a summer intern who was in the fourth grade, you know. So we're talking about a 10-year-old could have written better lyrics than these. All right, what am I talking about? I will give you an example.
"Don't litter the streets with papers and cans. Do your part to save our land. If we don't do it now, in some not too distant day, a robot voice will tell the news on Radio KYA about the people who once lived here. The robot will sadly say, selfishness ruled the world they had. Ecology was their very last fan."
Now, like I said, okay, I can get behind the message, you know, take care of the earth and all of that, but that was just stupid. And if you really want to talk about stupid, here's this one.
"If you want something to quench your thirst, try water. And if you want something with a little more taste, try orange juice. But if you want something to make you feel real small, make you run at the mouth and make you climb up the wall, make you throw away money like you've nothing to lose, then from WRIT, we say you better try booze."
What? It's an anti-alcohol jingle? Okay, fine. Like I said, the lyrics are awful. And, you know, it actually sounded like it was supposed to be a put-on at the front. You know, try water, try orange juice. You know, I thought it was a gag the first time I heard it, but instead it just made me gag. So what this actually goes to prove, and this is the lesson that I hope all of you take from this exercise is that just because something is a piece of music that contains call letters does not necessarily make it great. And this is a theme we will return to two or three times today because of the nature of some of the requests I have here. So, you know, I know that if you're a real jingle fan and a real jingle aficionado, that, you know, you kind of love jingles blindly. But, you know, just because there's a piece of music and it's got some letters somewhere in the lyrics doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good jingle or a good piece of music or a good song. So, since I really don't want to spend time here playing you bad things, I will just play you one more of these. This is, again, from the ill-fated, hardly ever used Pam's Ecology series.
People need to think about each other, and this is why I sing the song to you. If you're smoking grass or popping some kind of pill, think about the harm that it can do. I'm thinking of your body and I'm thinking of your mind. I'm thinking of the country where we live. From KQWB, we want you all to see that without drugs you've got so much to give. And without drugs you've got so much to live.
Okay, so if you're listening to this show today, I hope you got the message. No litter, no booze, no drugs. All right, well, there goes half the audience.
Wonderful Rewound Radio.
Well, we try to be wonderful. And what a wonderful world if the ecology worked.
Don't know much about history.
We're in this world today.
There's nothing wrong with that, and when I say together, I mean it, because I hear from people around the world via messages and via Facebook. And for those of you who may not have Facebook open in front of you, and that's probably most of you, I want to say hi to Mark Spear, good friend Lee Maisler, and also a few rather amusing comments about those ecology jingles. Let's see, Dave Laird says, good God, John, the Pam's Ecology package made our cat begin to howl. Any program director who purchased those cuts should be ashamed of himself or herself. Awful stuff right there. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. Donovan Tildesley says, those ecology jingles sound more like PSAs than actual radio IDs. Either way, they make me feel a bit green, as in sick. Yes, I totally understand that. And John Hoare, who is the guy who actually asked about that package, has written in to say, thanks so much for that. I think I need some drugs and booze now. So that's pretty much the universal worldwide reaction to those. And now, what is this right here?
This is RewoundRadio.com.
Okay, I should have known that. And what is this right here?
This is a house that Jack built, y'all.